All right. Well, welcome to Motivational Monday. Certainly glad that you are here. Today, I want to talk about awakening in these few moments that we have together. So in this book of awakening, Mark Nepo tells this story. And I think you can find yourself here in this story today. Here it goes. Once there's an unhappy young apprentice, and he came to an old master, and he told the master that he was deeply sad, and he asked for a solution. The old master instructed the unhappy young apprentice to put a handful of salt in a glass of water and then to drink it. And then he asked, "How does it taste?" "Terrible," spat the young apprentice. Well, the master nodded, and he asked the young apprentice to take another handful of salt and put it in the lake. The two walked in silence to a nearby lake, and the apprentice swirled his handful of salt into the lake. The old master said, "Now drink the lake." The apprentice cupped his hands and drank. Again, the old master asked, "So how does it taste?" "Good," said the apprentice. The master then asked, "Do you taste the salt?" The apprentice smiled and said, "No." Well, the master sat beside the troubled young apprentice and he took his hands. "The pain of life is pure salt, no more, no less. The amount of pain in life remains the same, but the amount we taste depends on the container into which we put it. So when you are in pain, the wisest thing to do is to enlarge your sense of things. Stop being a glass. Become a lake." Well, you see, pursuing a relationship with God deepens our awareness of our own being. And in our state of awareness, we might experience situations that cause suffering, but those don't go away. But aware of ourselves, we might understand that all struggle is in that moment that we're facing. We feel it, the intensity of it. And your release of that suffering, well, that can dissolve it into a greater sized lake that's called grace, where it truly rests in something bigger than self. It rests into God. Holding on to it means concentrating its power in your life, constantly pulling you down. By concentrating on suffering, you shrink your awareness or you deny that larger work that God is about. We want to remember today that in his moments of deepest pain, remember what Jesus prayed. He said, "Not my will, but yours be done." Not my will, but yours be done. Jesus opened himself to a love greater than his own, to something sacred beyond himself. He became a lake instead of just a glass. And so for you this week, put a little salt in that glass and drink it. Put a little salt in a lake. Oh, maybe don't drink it. It depends on what lake you're at. And take a moment to think about how God is in and through our suffering, our pain, but God is also raising us to new life. And we want to give those things fully over to God. May you do that and live. All right, good day.